right now on VFN TV. What does God want? Why did he call us? Why is he training us? Why is he sending us? In addition, we're going to be talking about Dwight Howard in the NBA and how God called him and has a call on his life, but how he went through a whole journey. He's going to share that with us. And also, revival is breaking out in China, in the traditional church in China. It's so exciting right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America's in real trouble.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this. If God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you'll call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can cut through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Did you ever ask the question, what is this all about? I mean, God created the universe. He created earth. He created man on earth. In his likeness, in his image, he created us. But then we fail. We sinned in the garden, remember? But he sent his son to save us. And why did he do that? It's so important that God has called us to do more than just go to church or just be saved. He has a journey and a destiny for us. As a matter of fact, let's take a look.
To introduce you to the gospel right now. You are a rebel. Whether you want to acknowledge it or not, I'll tell you straight up. You are a rebel against the living God. This is your natural disposition. Why? Because you are born in sin. We are in a prison cell. And it takes the awakening and the grace of God, you call it the prevenient grace of God, to awaken us to the fact that we are lost and we can't get out. We're headed towards destruction fast. The enemy, because of our rebellion against God, has legal rights to harm and harass our life. There you are behind the prison cell. Help, I need out! You can't get out. Those prison bars are stronger than any adamant. There is no way you can cut them because they're stronger than diamond. It is impenetrable. You cannot escape. You're doomed, because when the enemy comes in the very end, and he's going to finish you off, because he has legal right to do it, and he's going to relish every minute of it. In strolls your intercessor, your mighty man. And he stands between you and that accuser, and he takes the hit that was rightfully yours. He takes the blow that was intended for you. That is an extraordinary reality, that he was turned to a pulp and he actually died. God died for you. Over your prison cell, it is always said, condemned, separated eternally from God, guilty. And then suddenly it switches. When you realize what Jesus Christ has done, it says justified. It says forgiven, redeemed. Here's the problem. Most of us have stopped with the good news right there. The blood of Jesus Christ has been shed and he was killed. And I want you to know that is unbelievable news. But we are still in a prison cell. And so we're praising God from within a prison cell, going, thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for changing the sign on the outside of the prison. And God's word says, could you check the door to the prison cell? Because my blood was shed for more than just forgiveness. Forgiveness was the avenue through which he could make the escape for us. He isn't just interested in dealing with the consequences or the penalty of sin. He's also dealt with the problem of sin. That's the door. It's unlocked. The door to the prison cell is unlocked. Walk out. Smell the open air of freedom and liberty in the light of Jesus Christ. When you get outside the prison cell, there's like this chariot that's waiting. Emissaries from the king, and they say the king beckons you into his presence. You know how bizarre this is when you realize that you were a rebel? That you were undeserving completely? The living God has literally given up his life for you, and now he has set you free, and now the very king is beckoning you into his presence. It's like, are you sure you have the right guy here? I'm a rebel. I stood against my God. I spat in his face. How could he want me? The king beckons you. You get in the chariot. And as you're pulling into the kingdom, you're looking for where they might drop you off. You're looking for that poor district. You're saying, where are you taking me? Well, into the very near presence of the king. He wants you to live right where he lives. Not just the penalty, not just the problem, but an invitation into his very near presence. But as you're coming in, the emissaries say, he wants to adopt you as his child. Me? His child? We are brought in and invited near to share his heart. You come into his presence, totally broken before the reality of what he has done for you. I don't deserve this. Why have you done this for me? I love you. I have a commission for you. For me? You want to have me work for you? I want you to work for me. I want you to represent me. Absolutely. Anything I can do for you, just tell me. I need you to go back to that prison cell that I took you out of, because there's a whole bunch more that need to know about me and my love and my truth. Will you go for me? In a heartbeat, I would gladly serve you any way you want, any way you ask. I need to forewarn you. I'm going to send you out and you'll be as a sheep among wolves. They'll kill you. They'll destroy you. They'll hate you. They'll persecute you. They will do whatever they can to harm you. I'm in. I'll do it, God. I don't care. You shed your blood for me. I would gladly shed my blood for you. Take my body. Take my blood. Spend it any way you want. I belong to you in covenant. Take me, Lord Jesus. Send me. The commission, not just the penalty, not just the problem, not just the invitation to his very near presence, not just the adoption as a son and a daughter of the King of Kings, but we are commissioned to represent him. And I want you to realize that it's a privilege beyond all other privileges to bear the very name, the very image, the very reputation of God Almighty. And he says, I ask you to go. Go and make disciples of all men. Go and be unashamed of my gospel and preach it. Go rescue the lost in the power of my name. For is not the Lamb that was slain worthy to receive the reward of his suffering? I'll go. And as you're beginning to head out with his blessing, he says, hold it. Wait, there's one more thing. Not just the penalty, not just the problem, not just the invitation to his very near presence, not just the adoption as the son or a daughter of the king, and not just the commission. This is the capstone. If you think that is all good, you could wrap that all up into one ball and it still falls short of the final one. Because this final one is so condescending on the part of our king. It is so bewildering. It is so extraordinary, so amazing. And this is the truth that turns the world upside down. Before you go, what I'm sending you out to do is impossible. I know. Impossible. And if you do it in your own strength, you'll fail. I don't care. I'm willing to do whatever you ask of me. And if you want me to go in there and just die, I'm willing. I'm sending you out to be a victor. My children will not lose. Would you give me your body? And I will come in and make it my home. And I will take those hands of yours and make them my hands. I will take those feet of yours and make them my feet. I will take that mouth of yours and it will speak my words. I will take those eyes of yours and they can now see what I need you to be seen in this world. And I will take your heart of stone and make it a heart of flesh so that it will beat with my burdens and you will care for the very things that I care about. And your prayers will become my prayers. And your life and your attitude and your behavior every minute of every day will be the very behavior of God. Will you allow me to overtake your life? Because then we go into this world as little lambs with the faces of lions. Because the living God Almighty, the consuming, almighty, sovereign God dwells within his children. And as we stand and the wolf pack surrounds us, we stand in the authority in the name of Jesus, and we will not back down. Because we do not head off to war to lose. We head off to war to win. Our God mocks all the powers of earth and hell through fluffy little lambs. Because his lambs beat the wolf packs. That's the gospel. The gospel trounces upon all the powers of earth and hell and demonstrates to the universe the manifold wisdom of God that he is in control. And even though we look weak, and even though physically and naturally we are weak, spiritually, greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. That is good news. And it is a lot better than what's being dealt out today in the church. We need to rise up, proclaim the gospel, and say, I'm unashamed of it. Dear Lord Jesus, take what is rightfully yours. Don't just send us. Send us with yourself, firmly planted within our souls. We cannot do your work. We cannot bring you glory, even though we're willing to do it without you. Please, if you want to come with us, why in the world would we ever try on our own? You don't have to go on your own. You don't have to pull off the impossible on your own. You don't have to fail any longer. Your God is ready to do it in and through you. You can't do it. You can't muster up the discipline. You can't muster up the intellect. You can't muster up the strength. You can't muster up the perseverance and the fortitude. He can. You can't love the lost. You can't love those that spit upon your face. He can. Don't pray that God would teach you how to love like he loves. Pray that he would fill you with himself and he would love in and through you. Don't pray that he would teach you to have joy. Pray that the living God full of joy would enter into you. Don't pray that he would teach you how to be peaceful. Ask for the God of peace, the Prince of Peace, to infill you. Because if you try and imitate in your own strength, you will be a miserable replica. But if you allow the impartation of Jesus Christ to overtake you, suddenly it all works because it's him imitating himself. And he's very good at being God.
you ask the question, why are we doing what we're doing? Why VFN TV and the daily radio program, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? Why the VFN Dream Center? Why the Apostolic Hub? Why a church planting movement? How can we not give God everything for what he's done for us? I want to challenge you. Are you just stuck in some place? And this place that he said at the very beginning, he said, most people stop here. Are you ready to stand up and fight the good fight of faith? Begin to stand up and preach the gospel, to be unashamed of Jesus Christ, to be a news broadcaster, to be in Vine Fellowship Network University, to be a part of the Dream Center, to be a part of a church planting network. I don't know, maybe an intern, as a VFN TV intern. This is what we must do for him that did everything for us, Jesus Christ. What else do we have left but to give him our lives? Dwight Howard, after the break, join us.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We want to encourage you to partner with us today at VFNTV.com. It's you, our partners, who help us together share the gospel all over the Gulf Coast. You can do that today by going to VFNTV.com, and the benefits are numerous. Specials, green room, teachings, and so much more. Be a part. Join us today, and let's do this together. VFNTV.com.
John, I am just so thankful for those that stand with us, you know, to be able to keep the light going.
Yeah.
And it's our partners that stay with us on a regular basis. You know, it doesn't matter what size. A gift, and just kind of give financially and prayerfully every single month through partnership. I don't know if you have not yet partnered. You can actually go to VFNTV.com and just click on partner now, and it walks you through the prompts. There's so many benefits just to say thank you. One is the teachings. There's just all kinds of teachings, prophetic teachings, teachings to encourage you. But there's also specials that are only for our partners. We had to find something special for you too to say thank you. And there's specials that we have for you. And then Green Room. There's, you know, some interviews that we had that we asked other questions that we don't get a chance to ask on air. And we just put that, you know, in the green room for you. And it's a thank you. It's obviously just standing alone, standing for the light. And this is what the Lord says. When you stand together, you get the same reward. I want to encourage you to go to VFNTV.com and click on partner now. We need you to stand with us.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Wasn't that so powerful? That was so powerful. That's, you missed the early amazing part of this program. You know, why are we doing what we're doing? And it's not for religion reasons.
No.
It's not because trying to pay some temple tax or something. Mm-mm. I mean, it's an awesome God who loves us so much that gave his life for us, that invited us out of captivity, freed us, brought us into his presence, adopted us as sons and daughters, commissioned us to go forth in God to be able to have this one moment described as a vapor of time, to be able to show ourselves, show the glory that he deserves, and bringing glory to him in our lives.
Yes.
And it's like,
it's the only natural response to a ransomed person.
It is.
It's the only natural response. What can I do?
Yeah.
It's our privilege. It's our privilege to serve him and to give him our lives, every single thing, and leave nothing in the field of life. But Lord, what can I do for you?
And you think about it, because this life is so short. You realize the longer it goes, the shorter it is. But eternity is not short.
Mm.
So this is this thing that keeps speeding up and going faster and faster called time. We got to force time to be in compliance with our destiny. I mean, to be fruitful and to multiply and to do everything God's called you to do. Don't get all caught up in the religious conversations. Don't get caught up in the worldly conversations. Mm. And by the grace of God, you know, go forward and say, you know what? I want to do something for him who did something for me. You know, maybe VFN's for you, the VFN Dream Center. It is a hub of a church planting network with VFNU, with a VFN internship, with a VFN television. There's so many ways to get involved. Go to your pastor. Maybe your pastor is just saying, you know what? I would love for you to come awake and come alive. There's something for you to do here. But just to get active and eliminate tomorrow's regrets today by doing what's right today, because we'll have eternity to talk about what we did or we didn't do. And it makes me think about...
Well, you can go to VFNTV.com and get all the information, but we want to hear from you. This is your chance. Tomorrow's written in a fool's calendar. Yeah. All we have is today, so you want to act now.
Yes, most definitely. And it makes me think of Dwight Howard. I think he was 17 when he got recruited into the NBA. And imagine being 17 and all this wealth and things come your way. But his testimony, you got to hear his testimony here, as he's talking about, you know, his heart was to be able to bring his faith and his testimony to the NBA. And of course, we all have these great commitments in the beginning, but then we have to face life struggles. But our testimony becomes more authentic as we go through life struggle. And it's amazing. It's like we're a little bit more, you know, a little fluffier around the rough edges and stuff. As a matter of fact, listen now to Dwight Howard with the NBA. Give his testimony.
Over the past 12 seasons, few players have been more dominant inside the paint than Houston Rockets' Dwight Howard. The eight-time All-Star entered the league, the first overall pick in the 2004 NBA draft, fresh out of high school.
Coming into the league, you had a mission. What was the mission?
My mission was to preach God's word, you know, in the NBA, use the NBA as a platform for God.
But for a 19-year-old entering the NBA, Dwight says it was a daily struggle to stay focused on God.
There was times where it was very overwhelming, where it's like, man, this is so much, and everything is at my disposal. You know, all I gotta do is just go reach, and it's mine.
In 9 seasons with the Magic, Dwight became a 3-time Defensive Player of the Year, made 6 All-Star Game appearances, and became the franchise's all-time leading scorer. But with success came temptation. And in 2007, he became a father and wasn't married. And he took a lot of heat because of it.
If you're a professional athlete, you come out and tell the world, hey, I'm a Christian. For some reason, for people that don't quite understand what that means, all of a sudden believe that you can't make mistakes.
That is correct. When I came out, you know, I want everybody to know that I am a man of faith. I believe in God, and I will always believe in Him. And, you know, the minute I messed up, the minute I sinned, everybody took a shot at me. Hey, you're supposed to be a Christian. But Jesus died on the cross for our sins, you know? So if He's willing to forgive us, why can't we forgive each other?
Towards the end of the 2012 season, rumors of friction between him, his coach, and teammates began to brew.
Everybody made me look like the worst guy in the world, a coach killer, a guy who hates his teammates, a cancer, all this stuff that I'm not.
Then in August, Dwight was traded to the Lakers. There, it was difficult for him to play at a high level because he still needed time to heal from surgery.
You know, I'm trying to play, but I'm still not 100%, you know? And I was getting demolished for that. Ah, he's not playing hard enough. He can't dunk anymore. He can't do this. And I'm like, God, why do I have to go through this? But he said, just keep going, you know, just stay strong.
When the season concluded, Dwight was a free agent and decided to leave Los Angeles and sign with the Rockets. And that didn't go over well with Laker fans.
And now everybody hates me again. I'm like, oh my God, like God, like please just do something. And you know, he said, listen, man, if the whole world hates you, I love you. I always remember that. You know, so I was like, okay. And I just tried to put away all the hate and everything like that and just focus on my relationship with him.
Now Dwight is in his 3rd season with Houston. Make no mistake about it, he wants to win. He's just working hard to remember his true calling.
Oh, wow. I mean, I just remember, you know, this whole, like it was yesterday. Wow.
When you look at that guy, how is that guy in that newspaper shot different from the guy I'm sitting across from right now?
Well, I would say this guy in the newspaper is full of life. No care in the world, no worry. It's a young kid who didn't know anything about the world. And then the guy that's in front of you, it's a guy who's seen, heard, been around, been through a lot of different situations. And if I was to go back and tell the guy in this picture right here, I would say never let nothing steal your joy, because you're going to go through hell.
That's a lesson Dwight had to learn the hard way. And today, his mission is still the same.
When I'm on the floor, you know, let people see, you know, the God in me, you know, whether that be me having fun, blocking a shot and smiling, dunking and smiling, whatever it may be, but just having fun and playing with peace and joy.
What has Jesus Christ meant to you?
Man, just like my rock, you know what I'm saying? My foundation. When things are going wrong, when, you know, I'm at a bad place, when I sin, you know, I feel like he's there. He's my foundation. Like, he hurts when I sin, but instead of him turning his back on me, it's like, hey, come back. I still love you. I'm not going to leave. I'm here for you. We connected forever, you know, so that's what he is.
So you think about it, that's awesome, and that testimony is just powerful, isn't it? And yeah, he's come through the fire, yeah. And he's still honoring God, and it's just, it's exciting to see athletes who stand up. I think about Tim Tebow.
Yes, and I think about his teammate now, Jeremy Lin, another Christian, yes. And so God has a way.
Is he with Houston as well?
He's with the Houston Rockets.
I thought maybe he traded or something.
No, he's there, so that's a good
combination. Yeah, he's got a powerful testimony.
Yeah, he does.
Very powerful testimony. I want to thank all the athletes, high school, college,
that's right,
and professional, for standing up and using that platform to just honor God. And if you make mistakes, you're like everybody else. You're just more public when they're making, when you're making them, which means you can show the public grace and the mercy of God and the forgiveness of God as well. But when we get back, we're going to be talking about, you know, why Jonathan Cahn, speaking about why does Satan target Jews? Why does he target Israel? Why does he target Christians, really, when you think about that? In addition, a great revival is breaking out in the traditional government-controlled church in China. So encouraging. First, I have an offer for you.
We're so excited about this offer we have available for our VFN TV partners. For your partnership for any amount whatsoever, we have this offer. We'll send to you DVD or online where you can watch it. It's called One Thing in 2016. Offer 2001 is learning the keys to success, prosperity, and peace no matter what or who may come your way. This is so important to be able to keep your peace and focus on the Lord, just like David did when all these things were happening against King David. He was just doing his job, but an entire government was coming against him led by Saul. Guess what he did? He focused on the one thing. This is an encouraging word. We have it for you for any gift whatsoever. Just go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner, click on partnering, or you can actually call 844-408-3688 or write to VFNTV at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. One thing in 2016. God bless.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know there's something written on the Statue of Liberty? With Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller, and Pastor Tommy Nelson shares those words and their significance.
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to be free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. I've always been amazed that the woman who wrote that was named Emma Lazarus. And that's the man that had been dead for 4 days named Lazarus. And so here this woman, whose name is the very idea of life from the dead, greets the masses. Come to us.
A fascinating insight, and you'll hear more from Pastor Tommy Nelson today at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. Mm. And you're very thankful, you're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about like these books, they got the books memorized, you know, they got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Have you ever seen one of those when you were in school, you know, going maybe to high school or something, mm-hmm. and you see this one kid, they're picking on this kid. It's like, that kid did nothing to you.
What's the problem?
What here? This kid was just showed up at school, and all of a sudden, this crew is just, and it just seems to be some constant theme where you got to step in or...
Yeah.
Teachers have to step in and stop it. And everybody looks at that and goes, you know, what is these guys' problem? Why would those girls do that to that girl? Or these guys do that to that guy? And it's a spirit, really. It's a spirit that's just coming to attack somebody that they want, they don't, they're jealous of or whatever. But think about this. That's what happens to Israel. I mean, Israel's at its widest point is like maybe 70 miles at its widest point. It could fit inside of Rhode Island, I believe.
Mm.
You know, at Jersey, definitely, probably a couple of times.
Smaller than the country of Ecuador.
It's smaller than the country of Ecuador. Helping all of us out, if you got any kind of technology, medical devices, you cherry tomatoes, I mean, everything, they're just blessing so many people. But why are so many people, and it's not everybody, but the people with mics, people with cameras, and people with agendas, explosives, are stabbing, trying to blow up, trying to push them into the sea as the, you know, ISIS and Al-Qaeda and radical Islam is said over and over again that they want to do. And it's like, what's going on? Well, Jonathan Cahn is talking here on Jim Baker's show specifically about that reason why. Watch.
This is an eternal warfare.
Yeah.
That is trying to keep King Jesus from coming back. But all hell can't do it and all religion can't do it. No one can stop. And he's tried. Satan has tried for a long time.
Absolutely. And you know, if we were from another planet and we came visiting this world and we knew nothing about anything,
mm-hmm.
and we just looked at the what's happening in the world, we just looked at why is this crazy, all the forces of darkness are attacking, evil for attacking this one people to wipe them out.
Mm-hmm.
What? We'd say there's got to be something going on with this one people.
Right.
So if the enemy could have wiped out the Jewish people, there'd be no Jewish people for Jesus to come back to. So he knows that.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that. Mm-hmm. He came in the first time through the Jewish people. He's coming in the second time through the Jewish people. Mm-hmm. So the enemy knows that. That explains thousands of years of the dragon going crazy to wipe out these people. That explains anti-Semitism. That explains the Holocaust. That explains Hitler. That explains all of it. Because the enemy knows there's a real, the Bible's real, there's a real God,
wow. yeah.
and there's a real
yeah.
enemy.
That's right.
And yeah. and it all focuses on Israel, the land of Israel, the people of Israel, the book of Israel, and this figure, this one unique figure who is unlike anyone in the world, this one Jewish rabbi through around which in the entire history of the world, every date focuses on. I mean, if we were Martians, we'd know it right away. You know,
yeah, yeah.
You know, it's so obvious. I think we're used so to living obvious. In this neighborhood
yeah.
that we don't see it.
Right.
It's so incredible, this story.
Yes. If you would just study the Jews,
mm-hmm.
where they've been, what they've been through, and the Bible, you would become a believer.
Yes.
And I think every Jew that actually starts studying I know millions have come, Jewish people have come to Jesus. So many are coming yes. to Jesus. People yes. wouldn't even know it because there is a lot of really quiet people accepting Messiah.
Yes.
And don't you feel like, I mean, just the history of the Holocaust, the history of all what we see, the history of Spain, the history of Hitler, the history of all of these things points to one thing. The devil has tried to thwart the plan of Almighty God. He's trying to stop it. He doesn't want the temple ever rebuilt. He doesn't want any of these things to happen. It seems like they're unsurmountable problems for all the Bible. But yet the Bible keeps being fulfilled.
Yes.
We've got very little before the coming of the Lord, but some very important things have to take place.
Yes, and it always looks impossible until it happens. I mean, for the Jewish people to come back to Israel seemed impossible for most of 2,000 years. If you read Bible commentaries, most of them said, you know, most people who were preaching from pulpits were saying it's never going to happen. It's impossible. God's finished. It's all spiritual. It's not going to happen. But God said it was going to happen. God said, I'm going to bring him back. And if God says something, he's going to do it.
Right.
And so it seemed impossible. And it was under Islamic rule, the Turkish Empire, for 400 years. And before that, there's no way the Jewish people could come back there and be their land. Yet God, that does it through World War I, through the prophetic jubilee of 1917, the other one, opens all of a sudden the empires rise, fall, and the land opens for his people. And then 19th, they say, well, they'll never get Jerusalem. Well, then comes the Six-Day War in the other prophetic jubilee. And what happened? And Jordan enters in, then Israel says, don't enter in. Enters in, Jordan has Jerusalem, and what happens? Jerusalem is back. Everybody said it can happen, it's impossible. Even Jewish people said it's impossible, but God didn't get the memo. He had it happen. He doesn't care what's impossible. If he says it, he'll do it. And so it's amazing. It's exactly that. Everything, so you look at, okay, what about the temple? Well, that seems impossible, but God has a way of doing those impossible things.
Yes, he does.
So everything he said, he did. Everything that he said was going to come has come. Mm-hmm. And this is again, usually it happens through war. Usually it is war. And that just to take it home for a second, mm-hmm. and so in our lives.
Yes.
God has a calling. Mm-hmm. The enemy does everything he can to mess it up, stop it, distract it, hinder it, put things in your way, and attack you like crazy, discourage you.
Right.
But if God said it, you're in the will of God, God will do it. Keep going. Be strong and enter in. It's going to happen. You may not see how, but it's going to happen if you keep going. Don't give up. That's what the enemy wants.
Yeah.
Don't give up, and God will do it.
So you're looking at, you know, that's the reason why. But he's not going to be able to thwart the plans of God, which is, by the way, the enemy gets things to a point, and God seems to allow it to get to the point where people who don't trust him, who don't have faith in him, is easily shifting over to the most politically correct thing at the time. But if you hang with God, if you stay with God, just like Dwight Howard was saying, God told him, he said, just stay faithful. You know, God comes
just
through every
think,
single
you know,
time.
If God is for you, who can be against you? You know, if God is, you know, no plan in hell can stop the plans of God. Just stay faithful.
No. Speaking of that, imagine a government-controlled and regulated church in China. Despite all that, God breaks out in revival. After the break, you got to see it. It's going to bless your heart.
Well, we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
This appeal to heaven message, you know, God took me through a 13-year journey to give me this message. And when he finally succeeded in pulling it all together in me, it was such a undeniable, sovereign, God-initiated process. If my people, who are called by my name, will do these things, I'll heal their land. And he's never needed a majority. This is what I keep telling people. We don't have to get 51% of Americans doing this before God can move. He has always worked through a remnant, and we have that remnant. So we're going to pray, and we're going to birth this, and we're going to inspire, we're going to feed them what they need to hear. We're going to do it through the app, we're going to do it through this Peel to Heaven tour. I hope we can touch millions with this message. I believe we can, and God's going to do the rest. He's going to light that fire in them, and they're going to say, I have hope. This is God. I'm going to do it. Well, you know, they ruled in the 1850s that slavery was here to stay, that the black man had no right. They ruled they weren't even a person. That was settled law. Aren't you glad somebody, Lincoln, others, rose up and said, now wait a minute, I don't care if they did make this ruling, it's not settled law. That's not right, because it ain't over till God says it's over. And I don't care what they say about the unborn. I don't care what they say about marriage. It ain't over till God says it's over. It's not settled law. He says it's settled law. We're going to change these things. And when I realized this is, he has taken me back to our roots as a nation. And this movement that birthed the nation, a lot of people don't know that we were born under a prayer movement with a flag that said appeal to heaven. But we were. And why did it disappear? I don't really think it was the enemy. I kind of think God hid the flag because he knew, you know, I'm going to need to do this again.
Did you know it's our partners who stand with us every single month that helps VFN TV and VFN Radio come to pass? I want to encourage you, go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's very simple to do. And what we do is a thank you. You have access to the green room, which is different things that people don't have access to, different parts of the interviews, teachings, and specials, so much more, just to say thank you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's so, so simple.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Revival is breaking out in the government self-church, the 3C church in China.
The controlled, from the communist
think about
country.
America, the American church, we hear people saying, the government is going to control us. Like, it's nothing like China. They're breaking down crosses. They're just oppression. You have to meet in churches underground. But in the government-controlled church,
wow,
God is breaking out. They just embrace the Lord. As a matter of fact, take a look. Listen, we have no excuse for not having revival in America. It's up for us. How much of God do we want? Mm. Look what's happening in China.
Thursday evening in Fujian province, southeast China. Scores of men and women dancing, waving flags, blowing shofars, singing and worshiping God. You might think these images come from a charismatic service in the United States, but they're not. This is communist and officially still atheist China. And what Duan Huai Li says is remarkable about this scene is that it's happening in an officially government-controlled congregation known as Three Self Church.
Dramatic changes are happening. God is moving in a powerful way inside these Three Self churches.
Duan and his wife have witnessed this move firsthand. Both are evangelists and have for several years crisscrossed the Chinese countryside, documenting the Holy Spirit's move among Three Self churches.
The most amazing thing is that the Lord is raising up God-loving people in these churches. So many brothers and sisters who love God deeply and want to serve Him.
Pastor Duan says what is happening today in Beijing and in other parts of China as it relates to the powerful move of God amongst the Three Self churches is quite remarkable, taking into consideration where the church has been in the last 30 years.
What was it like for the Three Self church 30 years ago?
Every sermon that the pastor preached had to be vetted by the government authorities. Young people were never allowed to attend these churches, so you only see old people, mostly women. Preaching about the power of the Holy Spirit was forbidden. You couldn't talk about end times or preach repentance.
Topics on healings, miracles, signs, and wonders were out of the question.
And today you can preach those messages?
Yes, nowadays people have accepted these topics.
Two main types of churches exist in China, registered and unregistered. Registered congregations, also known as Three Self churches, are government approved. Unregistered, sometimes called underground or house churches, operate outside government control and for decades faced intense persecution. And with that persecution came tremendous growth. Three Self churches, on the other hand, never experienced that kind of explosive growth until now.
Now there speak revivals happening in the Three Self churches.
Dr. Zhao Xiao is one of China's foremost experts on Christianity. A former Communist Party member and atheist, Zhao converted after reading the Bible.
What does that revival look like?
If you go to Haidian Church, you find yourself in more than 100-meter line trying to get inside and worship. In Shenzhen, there are usually an average about 500 people being baptized each Sunday.
And you know, 30, 40 years ago, the Chinese government had a law that said, you know, young men and women below the age of 18 could not attend these Three Self churches. Is that the case still today?
There's an increasing proportion of them in churches now. More young male believers, professionals, mainstream celebrities, especially in the big cities, that are attending the church, unlike the past when it was mainly the elderly who attended.
Back at the Thursday night meeting in Fujian province, folks have gathered for a four-day event affectionately called Love Camp.
Love Camp aims to help the believer grow in their faith walk and get closer to God.
Pastor Sun Rengwei leads the camp and says the idea came 12 years ago when he says the Holy Spirit one day showed up while he was preaching at the Three Self Church he pastors here.
We were in the middle of the service. Suddenly, everyone at the church felt the Holy Spirit anointing fall. Some couldn't stand straight, others fell down. Some were dizzy and nauseous. When the worship began, people started crying. After the service, some were being healed. I saw demons being chased away from people's bodies.
Pastor Sun says his church had never experienced anything like it.
We were seeing something unprecedented. We had no theological training in the move of the Holy Spirit. This was completely new for us.
Word quickly spread.
We were one of the first churches to experience this in this area. Soon, leaders from other churches came to us and were eager to receive the Holy Spirit. Later, they also started witnessing the Holy Spirit's move as well.
The church runs two orphanages and two elderly care centers, and twice a year puts on the Love Camp.
We have four goals in this camp: to evangelize people, strengthen the family, disciple believers, and encourage other Three Self churches to embrace the power of the Holy Spirit.
For Pastor Duan and his wife, this is evidence that God is doing something special in the world's most populous nation.
I was speaking in Shandong, Henan, and Zhejiang recently. Around 8,000 people joined the meeting. Last Christmas, I was speaking at a Three Self church in Yuhuan. I was amazed. There were 12,000 people. 12,000!
They, Dr. Zhao and countless others, say they feel honored to play a part in helping more Chinese turn to Jesus Christ.
The number of Christians in China is growing rapidly. It means Christ is starting to play an active role in China's society. That is good in many ways.
George Thomas, CBN News, China.
This is so exciting. 1.3 billion folks live, estimated, in China. The largest part of the church in general, reports are, it's in China.
Yeah.
And now watching revival break out in China, some of the prophetic words were that, you know, God's going to use what he's doing in China to filter out all the junk that the American church has added to the gospel. Yeah. And because it's obviously, you know, we've Americanized things, is what I mean by that.
Yeah.
You know, we've it has to be done this way. I mean, we're spending $1.3 million per baptized believer in America, according to George Barna.
To and me, so, this just underscores the importance of being able to separate what's happening in the Chinese government from it has Christian believers.
It's like God's moving. He moved in the underground church. It's where he moved primarily to this point. And now this is like the government has to check. I mean, we saw what happened in Houston when the mayor was ordering that the
sermons
to be gathered up. And that's, you don't want that because that's what this would happen, the oppression that's happened over since Mao in China. But even with that kind of oppression, look what God has done when people persisted and cried out to God. And this is the Three Self church. This is the church that everything was regulated. Even as we speak, they're breaking crosses down off churches. At the same time, it's like, but the cross, the building, this outer thing wasn't the church anyway. The church is the people, and now revival is breaking out. And we've been praying. You hear us every single day. Dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. This is what we're just crying out for. You know, we had the privilege of being a part of a 30-year celebration that was taking place with WHBR Studios, with from the Gulf Coast, different pastors got together and ministers and people that have a paratype church ministry, and listening to their hearts about revival, where we had Pastor Ted Traylor of Olive Baptist Church stand up and begin to talk about, you know, we want revival. And then Pastor
Joey Rogers
with Pace Assembly of God, which is in Pace, Florida, mm-hmm. which is on the Gulf Coast, you know, saying he wants revival. And then everything in between, from assemblies to the Baptists, are coming together as Christians saying, listen, we got to just come together. And, you know, it's just like to us, it's like God's answering our prayer that everybody's realizing we all serve Jesus. We need Jesus to move. He's the only answer, but he is the answer. And if he can move like that in his spirit in China, imagine what he can do when we humble ourselves. And so coming up really soon, you know, on the Gulf Coast, I believe the first meeting is going to be at Olive Baptist on Palm Sunday, but it's going to rotate around, and it's all, everybody on the Gulf Coast is going to begin to be asked to come to participate in that. And I encourage you to be a part of it yourself. And God sees us. I mean, he saw Ahab, which was some evil dude, did some evil things. He provoked God, but he humbled himself. He fasted. He prayed. He asked God to move on his behalf, and God moved on his behalf.
And observed the fact that Ahab repented.
Yes, he observed that and sent a prophet back to go back and say, never mind, God saw your humility, and he's going to send personal revival for you. You're going to make it. And it's like, God will move when we humble ourselves. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, then he'll hear from heaven and he'll heal our land and he'll forgive our sins. I mean, that's a powerful thing. I want to pray with you right now. Dear God, we thank you for what you're doing in China. We thank you, Lord, for Dwight Howard and what you've done through him. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing even through VFN and the VFN Dream Center and VFN Television and radio, and it's exciting to see what you're doing. We just thank you for each of our partners that have been standing with us. Bless them, God. Our audience, we pray that they would be encouraged and you would put a call in their heart for revival, Father God. Lord, we ask you now, Father God, that you would end this plight of abortion and forgive us for the innocent bloodshed, that you would send revival, Lord God, that you would send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless. I want to remind you, you can go to VFNTV.com and find out all the things that are going on. You can catch previous programs, plus the VFN Torch is there. You just click on the VFN Torch when you're there on VFNTV.com, and it goes into real intricate details about each program that we have. You can watch them again, but you also can share them with a friend. There's ways to share these programs. God bless, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. I want to encourage you, as you're listening to VFN Radio every day, we're 24/7, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24/7, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire 2-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you just don't have time to get it this way. you have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you.